I'm sure it occurred to some of you last week when you listened to the podcast. I'm sure some of you were wondering, just why does Kirsten have a bucket of honey in her car? And I'm not going to answer that question. It's a long story, but maybe because the entire bucket of honey spilled last week, I might have learned my lesson. I'm not sure yet, but I think carrying buckets of honey in my car is just not worth it. Not worth the cleanup at this point. Anyway, welcome to another episode of the podcast. I have some super exciting news. I have another Patreon subscriber. Thank you, Ethan Hope. You are a rock star. If any of you out there would like to support the podcast, help me put this beautiful content out into the world, please consider going to my Patreon page and become a supporter at either $3, $5, or $10 a month. Supporters and subscribers get all sorts of sweet little extras. If you do decide to become a supporter of the podcast, please know that you'll have my undying gratitude, and it means so very much. This week, I interview Mare Tomasky. Mare, like many humans, wears a lot of hats. Not only is she a functional medicine coach who engages in coaching people to be their healthier, better selves, but she's also an incredibly gifted massage therapist. I think when I met with her, she mentioned that she knows 28 different kinds of massage or something like that. She also has her own podcast. I was recently a guest. It's called The Human Restoration Project, and it was so fun. It engages with so many different topics. You really should check it out. I will have a link to the podcast on the treasures page of the website, but speaking with Mare was just a joy. We covered a lot of bases, and we got to talk about one of my favorite animals, opossums. I know they're not everybody's favorite animal, but I do so love them. So now, without further ado, episode 127 of Bite-Sized Blessings.
So one night, I'm a vocalist, I sing, and one night I came home, pulled into my driveway in the west suburbs of Boston, and there was this strange noise coming from this tree in my driveway. And I looked up, and there was a possum in the tree making the strangest noise. I don't know if anyone's ever heard a possum. I don't know if it was a mating call, if it was in distress. I didn't know anything about possums. And I stood there and just took this guy in. He was on a low branch. I just decided to start singing to this possum. A few things come to mind, and most of them have been between me and the animal kingdom, the magic that happens. I've always loved animals. I've always had a way with them, often would rather be with them than humans. So one night, I'm a vocalist, I sing, and one night I came home, pulled into my driveway in the west suburbs of Boston, and there was this strange noise coming from this tree in my driveway. And I looked up, and there was a possum in the tree making the strangest noise. I don't know if anyone's ever heard a possum. I don't know if it was a mating call, if it was in distress. I didn't know anything about possums. And I stood there and just took this guy in. He was on a low branch. And my dear friend Robin was visiting me from Colorado because her home had burned down. And she was staying with me while she was looking for the next thing she was going to be doing. And she was in the house. I had just come home, and I just decided to start singing to this possum because I couldn't think of anything else to do. I couldn't tell if it was in distress. I just thought, I'm just going to sing. And I used to make up these songs with animals, and I started singing to him. And I just sang for a good 3 or 4 minutes. And he calmed down. He kind of laid on the branch. And I thought, okay, he seems better. He seems calmer. I go into the house, told Robin about this possum. And she was like, oh, well, that's so sweet. Wow, you calmed. It was like a lullaby, you know? And we're sitting on the floor in the living room doing yoga. And all of a sudden, I'm hearing this bizarre noise in my bedroom. And it sounded like someone was trying to get in the window. And I had an air conditioning unit in the window. And Robin and I were like, oh my God, someone's trying to break into the house. So I grabbed a knife. She grabbed the broom. We go into my bedroom. The shade was down and all that was sticking out, of course, was the air conditioning. And we're hearing this scratching. So I pull up the shade with my knife in my hand and she's behind me with her broom handle. And it was the possum. It was the possum. And I just burst into tears because he came down out of that tree and got onto my air conditioner. Somehow he knew I was in there. I don't know. I don't know if he knew I was in there. I don't know. All I know is he wanted to be closer. So I lifted up the shade and I sang to him again. He was laying on my air conditioner. I sang to him again and he literally fell asleep on my air conditioner and slept there all night because I got up at 3:30 to pee and he was still asleep on my air conditioner. And that little possum changed my life forever because I've always wanted to talk to the animals.
For listening to this episode, and with all our little stories about opossums, I hope that you, if you see an opossum standing in the middle of the road, slow down and avoid hitting this sweet little creature. You would once again have my undying gratitude because opossums, at least for me, are the most enchanting and fluffy little creatures out there. I need to thank Mare for telling me her stories and once again reminding me that song and music can be great healers, great enchanters of other beings, including fluffy little white opossums. To check out a little bit more about this incredible human being, there will be a link to her website under the episode's show notes. I need to thank the creators of the music used in this episode. Justin Allen Arnold, Taiga Sound Productions, Frank Schroeder, Music L Files, Alexander Nakarada, and Sasha End. For complete attribution, please see the Bite-Sized Blessings website at bitesizedblessings.com. On the website, you'll find links to all sorts of groovy stuff, including Mare's podcast, art by incredible artists, many, many things that I hope lighten and brighten your day. Thank you for listening, and here's my one request. Be like Mare. Find beautiful ways of connecting with animals, with those we think will never be able to understand us. I really think that music and song are going to be what unites us, human or not. It just seems to be this area, this space where so much can be communicated, you don't even need words. But be like Mare and believe in the power of song.